Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Welcome to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker, sponsored by
Buoyancy PR, Joni Sullivan Baker, Dan Perkins, author, Don Greco, novels, Drop It, Dr. James Butler, smile artist, Thames Chocolates, JMR Productions, Songs and Stories for Soldiers, and Vital, Champions of Liberty.
You're listening to W4CY.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. Our guest today is Titania Jordan, Chief Parent Officer at Bark Technologies and co-author of the new book, Parenting in a Tech World. She will discuss the tools available to help parents, especially this holiday season, plus the latest trends in online teenage behavior. What are they talking about? Welcome to our show, Titania. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. So you have a tween, am I correct?
I do, yes. I have an 11-year-old son, and wow, is he growing up in a much different world than I did.
Well, so is my granddaughter. What can I tell you? So, you know, there's a lot of things going on in the world today, especially with the pandemic and whatever. How can a parent monitor and honor a child's privacy at the same time as watching to be careful for predators?
It's a great question. You know, at Bark Technologies, which is a company that helps keep over 5 million children safer online across the nation, you know, there's a balance in that we don't give parents full unfettered access to their children's devices and accounts, but what we do is connect to children's devices and accounts, use artificial intelligence to scan for problems like predators and cyberbullying, and then alert parents via text or email so that they can, you know, take action and have the support they need. And, you know, the alternative, if you don't have something like Bark Technologies, is to manually spot check your child's phone. And I can guarantee you so many parents don't even know where to begin to find some of the most problematic things.
My question is, why haven't we become smarter in that regard to be able to not have predators even get on their devices?
That's a great question. You know, predators, unfortunately, are very smart. They are doctors and lawyers and dads and pastors and, you know, seemingly upstanding members of the community. And so they know where kids are and they know how to reach them. Much like back in the day, you know, kids hung out at the park, at the mall, at the movie theater. Now kids are on Minecraft and Fortnite and TikTok. And so if you're a predator, you're going to go where the kids are. And now that's a digital space.
Mm-hmm. And let me ask you this question. Why are holidays an exceptionally vulnerable time online? And this, you know, how do parents, especially with BARC Technologies, be able to contact their local police office or actually the FBI when this happens?
Yeah, so to your first question about the holidays, you know, the holidays are just hard, even from a mental health standpoint. And when children and even adults turn to the internet for escape and for connection, there's some great things that can happen, but also some dangerous and troublesome things that can happen. And if your child has encountered a predator or even cyberbullying from a peer, anything problematic online, it's really critical for you to convey to them that they're not alone, that they are loved unconditionally, that it is not their fault, and you are their safe space that they can tell anything to. And then if you can preserve the evidence, you know, take screenshots and document what happened so that you can surface it to law enforcement to prosecute the bad people, and even surface it to the social media platform so they can block those offenders and prevent them from hurting others.
Right. And the other question I have is, with the ongoing pandemic, more and more young children are learning online. I mean, so many, it's unreal. Surfing and exploring the internet, where there's lots to see, post, and surf. It's also dangerous territory for young, innocent eyes. What can you do to prevent that?
So,
can you put locks on their phone so that they can't do it?
I mean, you can try, you know. It's really not a matter of if, but when. Your children are going to encounter some of the toughest things at a much younger age and at a much higher frequency than we did as kids. And it, you just have to come to terms with that. You have to have open and honest conversations with them. You've got to utilize the tools that you do have at your disposal, whether it's time limits so they're not online, you know, overnight when it's bedtime, implementing filters that your internet service provider and mobile carrier offer to you. And then finally, using technology like BARC that will monitor the situation, alert you when this happens, and then give you best recommended next steps for how to address this sort of thing is really critical and a much needed tool for parents in this age.
Are you subscription-based, or you pay once a year, or how does it work?
Yeah, so there are two options. You can pay annually, or you can pay per month. The monthly fee is $14 per family per month, and that's unlimited connected devices and accounts and unlimited kids.
And so anyhow, how would you sum it up on what to do? Because there's so many kids that are being bullied terribly, not only in school, but on their devices. How do we stop that? And if the other parent of the bully doesn't want to do anything, what do you do then?
Yeah, I mean, it is very hard to stop your child from being cyberbullied if you let them access the internet. And so, you know, what's critical is documenting what is taking place. So take screenshots, record what is happening, surface it to. Yeah, so when you need to learn more, have community, and really connect with others, you can go to BARC.us, which is our website, and from there learn how to keep your kids safer online. And then if you're on Facebook, you should check out the group Parenting in a Tech World. It's a place where over 90,000 parents are connecting in real time about these very issues.
Okay. I want to thank you for joining us today, and have happy holidays. And don't forget to go to our website at letsjusttalkradio.com. And thank you for joining us, and thank you for your mission. Thank you.
Catherine, we'll be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
One of the greatest barbecue sauces ever has landed in Cincinnati. Skip Kenny Barbecue Sauce is a barbecue sauce like no other, and they have plenty of different flavors for every occasion. Be sure to try the Skip Kenny Spicy Barbecue Sauce, Skip Kenny Sweet Barbecue Sauce, and of course, the Skip Kenny Barbecue Sauce with secret ingredients. If the sauce isn't enough for you, you'll love Skip Kenny's Barbecue Rub.
Buoyancy PR, telling your story, keeping your message afloat. Okay, enough about us. Let's talk about you. You have a great story to tell. Whether it's a product, a new book, or a worthy cause, you have a message worth hearing. Buoyancy PR will help you fine-tune that message and get it over the sea of information. Who, what, where, when, how, and why? These classic questions of a news story will introduce you to Buoyancy PR. After you've had a chance to get acquainted, let us know what we can do for you. For more information, contact Joni Sullivan Baker at 513-319-3231 or go to buoyancypr.com.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. Our guest today is Dr. Susan Bailey, the president of the American Medical Association. Don't you want to celebrate safely this holiday season? I do. You know, America's physicians called for scaled-back traditional gatherings to help prevent further spread of COVID-19. And we are so honored to have her today. She's not only going to be giving us tips on safety, but also answering all of our questions. Good morning, doctor. It's a pleasure to have you on today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, why are doctors so concerned about holiday gatherings, and why?
We have seen a consistent pattern all year long of positive cases spiking after holidays. We saw it after Memorial Day, we saw it after the 4th of July, after Labor Day, and now we're in the post-Thanksgiving surge. And frankly, the hospitals are full. Healthcare workers are exhausted. They're really stretched to the limit. And we're asking everyone to please, please buckle down this coming holiday season. Keep your gatherings very small, limited to the people that live with you under the same roof. Please wear your mask, wash your hands, watch your distance, and avoid indoor gatherings if you possibly can. Vaccines are on the way. We are very optimistic about them. And let's just get through this one last holiday season and before we can go enjoy a much better 2021.
Right. You know, can you give me examples of creative ways physicians are celebrating without endangering loved ones and other medical providers? And I know when I go to see my doctor, we walk in the door, there's a temperature thing. I mean, it's so protective. And the things that I do are so protective, I can't believe it. So tell us what examples of creative ways physicians are celebrating without endangering loved ones.
Well, if you can gather outside, if the weather is decent, we recommend that. But that's, you know, sometimes not the case this time of year. So
especially when they have snowstorms, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so so be creative with the use of, you know, video conferencing technology. Gather your family and friends together and watch a favorite Christmas movie together on Zoom. Bake cookies, decorate cookies together. You can wrap presents together. You can decorate together. Or you can have that holiday meal together on Zoom. That's what we did in my family for Thanksgiving. Even though we were all in the same area, we had Thanksgiving dinner over Zoom, and it actually turned out to be a lot of fun. So
yeah, we've been doing that for a long
this
time.
Year. Yeah, make some different memories, and because every holiday experience can be special. And but boy, we sure want everybody around the holiday table next year when this is all behind us.
You know, what is the American Medical Association's message for staying safe during the holidays?
We recommend that you keep doing what we hope you have been doing all year, which is wearing a mask over your nose and mouth. I see so many people not wear their masks correctly. Wash your hands frequently, stay 6 feet apart, and avoid indoor gatherings if you possibly can. Minimize your travel unless it's just an absolutely essential thing that you've got to do. and try to do as much virtually as you can. We hope you've done your holiday shopping. We don't want you rushing around stores this time of year. And if
that's
you
why we have Amazon and a lot of on-store, you know, on things online, right?
And, oh yeah.
And the same chocolates, for instance, the ones that are really handmade out of New York. All of my clients and everybody I work with, you know, in the food industry, everything's online.
Yeah,
you
everything
can do it
is online.
And that's important, you know.
It really is. And you know, and there are ways to keep your local businesses going by, you know, ordering food from them and having it delivered. So we can all have a safe and happy holiday and know that vaccines are right around the corner.
Well, you know, a lot of states are already getting the vaccines and already being administered to our healthcare workers in a lot of different states. It started this week, and I'm so excited about it because it's going to really help the situation in your hospitals. I mean, I don't think sometimes that people think about people that are a little over the age of 50 or 60 that, you know, what if they have a underlying condition, it really, I mean, they're the ones that are in the hospitals. Am I right?
Yes, you're right. I have a patient in the hospital right now that is over 70, was so good all year long, and just once went out to dinner with friends and caught it the next day from someone that she was at the table with. So it can happen in an instant if you let your guard down. So important
right.
to keep those, wear that mask and keep those social distancing guidelines up and know that, you know, 2020 is almost over and 2021 is surely going to be much better.
Now, should we be hopeful about the vaccine getting? I really wish, I mean, it came out in record time. I only wish that the vaccine, besides getting to all of the first responders and medical and seniors, that people really want to know when that's coming out for them.
Yes, and it should be very soon. There are the Moderna vaccine will hopefully get authorization very soon, and there are four or five more vaccines in line after that. So
right.
I am very hopeful that in the early spring we will have enough vaccine for the general public and that there will be plenty to go around. But the next group of people will probably be those that are over the age of 65, have chronic health conditions, a certain essential workers. So, you know, everybody's got to take their turn, but I think that there's going to be plenty of vaccine to roll around. And I want to reassure your listeners that we believe that these vaccines really are very safe. They do seem like they've kind of appeared out of midair, but actually scientists have been studying and working on different types of corona vaccines for many years. And
right.
this year
That's
just
true.
Gave them the opportunity to kind of put the icing on the cake and get them out very, very quickly. So I want to reassure everyone, the AMA has been watching this incredibly closely, and we can see no evidence that any steps have been skipped or that any corners have been cut. And we think these vaccines, I can't wait to get mine. All my doctor friends are lining up to get theirs. They're very enthusiastic about it. And I hope that we can convince the general public that to be enthusiastic as well.
Well, you know, the other thing is when I had it and President Trump had it and a lot of other people had, they had therapeutics that worked and other things that have worked. And, you know, you can use vitamin D and other things to help yourself. Am I right about that?
Well, we're not sure how much supplements and things like that really make a difference. We think the best thing is just to stay in good health generally. Get
mm-hmm.
exercise, get plenty of rest, eat a good balanced diet. If you smoke, now is a great time to quit because smoking, lung disease, and COVID-19 are a terrible combination. We know those patients do not do well at all. And so do everything you can to keep yourself healthy if you do catch the virus. And yes, we do have new therapeutics available. You know, remdesivir that you may have heard about is
yes.
now approved for use. And there are some monoclonal antibodies that, if they're given early, can be very effective. So we've got a number of tools in our toolbox, but the best thing to do is to not catch it at all.
That's right. And I got to tell you, at 76, my dear, I got it. I was in good health. I had a light case of it, and I did a whole special on it on my Catherine Raker's World, actually television show. So I know that if you're smart and you do the tips and suggestions that you have, doctor, that people will be safe. Okay?
I'm so glad you're doing well.
Thank you very much. And where can our listeners find out more information on the subjects that we've talked today?
The AMA's website is ama-assn.org, and there is great information on the Center for Disease Control website, cdc.gov.
And thank you so much, and happy holidays to you, and be safe, doctor.
You too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And don't forget to listen to our letsjusttalkradio.com on all of our stations and podcasts. And have a happy holiday.
Catherine, we'll be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. Do you want to read wonderful novels about historic, wonderful places in Youngstown, Ohio, then you need to get Don Greco's books. He's a wonderful author that wrote the series, The Youngstown Quintet. His latest book is The Maladrin. And the nice thing about his books are they're not about spies. They're not about zombies. They're just ordinary people that read that have extraordinary lives. So visit DonGrecoNovels.com or go buy his books on Amazon.com.
Hi, this is Karen Sokolov-Javich, and I just became a grandma and wrote 17 songs for my new babies.
Splishy, splashy in the bathy. Splishy, splashy in the tub.
Share my smiling splishy, baby song album with your little ones.
You've got 10 fingers and 10.
Order my baby album and you'll receive my children's album for free. Just call JMR Productions at 402-393-3893 for your special gift. That's 402-393-3893.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker. Do you get a headache or a flushed face when you have a glass of wine? Well, I'll tell you why. Because of sulfites and tannins, which are preservatives in wine. Well, I found a product that reduces both the sulfites and tannins, and it's made in the USA. It's called Drop It. It's really simple. You just put a couple of drops in your glass and swirl it around, and guess what? It doesn't change the flavor of the wine, and no more headaches. And it's 100% natural. Go to their website to order at dropitwine.com for no more headaches.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. You know, AI and healthcare, how researchers are using artificial intelligence to find cures, detect diseases, and work towards a healthier future. IBM researchers are applying AI to diseases like Alzheimer's, type 1 diabetes, and COVID-19. Joining us today is Jin Yang Ho, global science leader for AI for healthcare, IBM Research. Welcome to our show today. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Well, you know, it's so important how AI is playing a role in healthcare. Can you tell us a little bit about it and what's going on, please?
Yes, certainly. So technologies like AI really hold enormous potential to help researchers and healthcare professionals by augmenting clinical intelligence. And what we mean by augmenting here is that AI is not here to replace physicians, but that AI can be used as a very useful tool to help doctors do their job better in many different ways. It can help them make more informed decisions, catch impending health issues earlier, and reach diagnosis faster. It can also help doctors sift through volumes of important data about each individual patient to pick out the most relevant nuggets of information and to identify patterns that can lead to more targeted and personalized treatment plans. In addition, as we know, COVID this year, 2020 in particular, has really highlighted the urgency to accelerate our understanding of the many devastating and often not yet fully explained diseases that you mentioned earlier. And one of the best ways we can achieve this acceleration is to use AI to understand how these diseases actually work, including how they progress, you know, what are the signs and symptoms, and how do these signs and symptoms evolve over time, and what are the range of biomarkers from speech to movement to things that can be measured in blood that are associated with these diseases and can then be analyzed to give us clues as to how to catch these diseases earlier. And finally, using AI to understand an individual's risk of a disease or to assess accurately the current state of the disease and how it may progress within that specific individual can also help us design better and more effective clinical trials. For example, one can use this information to identify patients who are most likely to benefit from a new treatment being tested and then recruit these patients for that trial.
Give us an example of how AI is addressing a healthcare challenge, and what is the promise of AI in terms of predicting if a disease will occur in an individual?
Yeah, so we at IBM Research have been really working with a variety of different organizations.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
To apply AI and other technologies to some of the greatest challenges in healthcare. And one example is recent work we published this fall in collaboration with Pfizer on Alzheimer's disease. So in this case, our researchers built AI technology to analyze small, non-invasive speech samples that were collected from the very well-known Framingham Heart Study. In this study, cognitively healthy participants responded to a very short verbal cognitive test. Then using these small bits of data, our AI algorithm was able to predict whether or not an individual would develop Alzheimer's disease later in life. So our hope is that this type of algorithm could lead to the development of a simple, straightforward, and very accessible metric to help physicians assess the risk of Alzheimer's disease, and then combining that information with in the context with other information about the patient to develop a prevention or treatment plan.
And so COVID is on everyone's mind. How can we use AI in continued search for vaccines and therapies to help alleviate the pandemic? While some are getting the vaccine right now, our healthcare workers and our elderly, but what about the rest of us?
Right. So one thing that COVID-19 has brought to light is many of the challenges with our drug discovery and development pipeline, specifically that it is notoriously slow and difficult to successfully develop and test new drugs to bring to the market. Even though, as you mentioned, we right now already have a vaccine that has been approved and perhaps there are more to come still. You know, the search needs to continue because there's always the potential to discover better, more effective and safer vaccines. And so where AI can come in to help is to really help accelerate the rate at which researchers can discover and create potential COVID-19 therapies and vaccines. As part of our COVID-19 response, IBM has made available several new and open AI platforms that can help scientific communities identify new molecular targets for potential drugs or vaccines. And we were also instrumental in the creation of the High Performance Computing Consortium, which brought together 43 national labs, universities, and tech companies to pool together supercomputing power and make it available to COVID-19 researchers who are continuing to hunt for drug candidates for COVID-19. And then finally, at the end of this drug development pipeline, there's also a great deal of potential for AI to help improve the success and speed of clinical trials. And this ranges from helping researchers to identify the most appropriate individuals to recruit for a clinical study, to identifying inefficiencies and potential errors during the study to help improve the results.
You know, a lot of people don't understand with this new vaccine that's out there that they did a lot of clinical trials and they did work on people and they did it in warp speed. But that doesn't mean just because they did it in warp speed, they had a lot of people doing it, correct? And also that it's not safe to use. That's not true, right?
That's right. I mean, there's a lot of scientific studies behind it. And as I said, that hunt continues, right? We continue to look for more and potentially better and safer drugs. And in that pursuit, right, AI is really here to help.
I can't thank you enough for all your work and what you and what the scientists do, because without you, we would be sitting out there wondering what's the next thing going to be. Are we going to have a cure for it? But I can see so many new developments. And thank you for your mission. And where can our listeners go for more information?
Yeah, so the listeners can go to the website research.ipm.com for more information, and they can also visit our IBM research blog to find out more.
Jason, thank you very much for joining us today on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk.
Thank you.
Catherine, we'll be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
iMarketing.com provides easily editable websites to small business owners. And if they don't want to make the changes to the site themselves, they can simply email the changes to iMarketing.com and they'll take care of it for no additional cost. iMarketing.com is also a Google certified partner, which means you'll get your website listed on over 1,000 search engines across the internet very quickly. Let iMarketing.com help you get your share of the web today by calling 513-942-7869, or you can email iMarketing.com at sales@i-mktg.com today.
From a cobblestone German street to a pulsating Mediterranean port to a colorful Brooklyn neighborhood, Thames Chocolates incorporates the best of each culture's techniques in every luscious chocolate morsel. Thames Chocolates and its wholesale division, Partis Chocolates, is a family business that proudly trains and employs homegrown talent. Thames Chocolates is the gift of choice for chocolate aficionados. So visit us at www.thameschocolates.com.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. You know the doctor's in, practical advice to keep you healthy during cold and flu season. Our guest is a gentleman and a doctor that has been on my show very many times and on television as well. Dr. Ken Redcross, MD, author, explains how lack of sleep, germs, dehydration, and stress can put you at risk for cold and flu. Welcome to our show, Doctor. How are you?
Oh, thank you, Catherine. It is so, so wonderful to be back here with you.
Oh, thank you. So can you tell our audience, Doctor, and give us tips as well, what are some things you can do to keep your body healthy this cold and flu season?
Well, look, everyone, so let's make sure when we're trying to stay healthy, let's think about it as a strategy, because it is something we should think about. So hand hygiene is hugely important. The good thing, and well, that's a good thing, but the fact that we're battling this pandemic right now, we're doing more of that along with the distancing and the mask. So that's important. The other thing, Catherine, too, that's incredibly important that you mentioned is sleep. Because sleep, honestly, it's truly medicine, everyone. We take it for granted sometimes, but we're supposed to be getting about 7.5 hours each and every day, which is optimal for our body and our health. The other thing, exercise. Exercise is not only important just for those endorphins that make us feel good about exercise, but it's also important for our immune system along with vitamin D. We're learning vitamin D is not only for bone health, Catherine, it's also good for our immune system. So those are some of the things that I compress into that little category of what can we do to stay healthy and make things a little bit easier for us.
Well, I have a really wonderful question for you, and that is,
sure,
if you've had the coronavirus, which I did back in March, and I was a light case, should I go and take the flu shot now?
Well, I'll tell you this. First thing I always say is make sure you have a discussion with your doctor about it, because everybody has a little bit of a different thing going on, right? But I will mention, this is not the year that you want to deal with the influenza virus and the pandemic still ongoing, okay? So I'll say, as long as you talk to your doctor and there's no contraindications, it's probably a good idea to think more about the flu vaccine than maybe you have other years if you're not a normal fan of vaccines, just because I'd hate for you to possibly deal with both, which are respiratory illnesses and can be very deadly and devastating as well.
Now, how can we reduce our chances of catching a cold or flu this season?
Well, look, some of those things that are just common sense. When I mention the hand hygiene, I mention it all the time, Catherine, because we forget. We rub our eyes, our nose, and our mouth, and next thing you know, we're sick, and we don't recognize that. You know, the other thing, too, that we also take for granted is stress. Stress is something that we have to do our best to manage, and I know it's difficult with all that we're dealing now, but stress is something that can really affect our immune system as well. So we have to sometimes hit that pause button, Catherine, where we have to kind of cut off work. We have to at least stop parenting for a minute so that you can have some you time, because it's incredibly important to make sure that stress is balanced as well when you're dealing with the cold and flu season in particular.
Well, the other thing I know is that after having it, I didn't want to get off the couch. I wanted to stay here and take care of my body. And you know, I'm an Energizer bunny. So
yeah,
I did a television show right after that. So you can see that up on my YouTube. What can you do to reduce your downtime if you do get sick?
Well, guys, so look, there's a couple of things. So patients usually will ask me one or two things. They're saying, do I have a cold or do I have the flu? Well, if you're having the body aches, fevers, chills, sometimes headache, and especially some fatigue, that worries me that you may be dealing with the flu-like symptoms of influenza. So that's when I talk to them about oscillococcinum. And in particular, Catherine, I mention it because it's also okay for their children of my patients. As long as the kids are 2 years of age and older, I love the fact that it's non-drowsy. They can take it with them. There's no side effects, no drug-to-drug interactions. Now, on the flip side, Catherine, if they say, no, doc, I don't feel that bad, but I do have a runny nose or I'm sneezing, a little bit of a minor sore throat, that's when I mention a homeopathic remedy called Cold Calm for them. And once again, this is safe, and this is safe for kids that are 6 months and older. They have these little kind of unit doses, which makes it easy to put it under the tongue of the child. So these are the things that are over the counter and make it easy, Catherine, when they sort of come down with those first symptoms to make sure that we're kind of trying to nip these symptoms in the bud. So it's important to kind of have a toolkit at home in addition to making sure that we're staying incredibly hydrated throughout as well, because we want to have those moist mucous membranes. That helps the mucus to remove all those viruses and things that are making us ill. It's our body's natural way of fighting for itself.
You know, what I love is you have so many wonderful ideas and things and homeopathic medicines. And you know what's really unusual is people like myself, I can't take a lot of antibiotics. And during the pandemic, I was allergic to almost all the medicine. So it just took its course. And I'm here with you today, very happy and excited. So tell us why complementary medicines are an important part of your recovery.
Yeah, because everyone, you know, a lot of the medications that I sometimes have to use on the Western side of medicine can be helpful, but they can be wrought with side effects. And so that's why, you know, as I think about the homeopathic things that I can utilize in my practice, it makes it a lot easier because I don't have to worry about those side effects or, like as I mentioned before, the interacting with any other medications that they may be on. And the other big, big thing is they're non-drowsy. And I love that part, Catherine, because there's nothing worse than being on a medication and feeling like you're a little bit off after starting it because you just don't feel clear-headed or you feel foggy, that sort of thing. And so it's nice to be able to have some alternatives that are out there because, you know, you can look at some of these homeopathics and they're in Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, Whole Foods, you name it. They're available, and they're available to my patients when they're out and about and they are figuring out that they're coming down with symptoms but want to do something until they get through to me.
And when should you see your doctor? And with telemedicine now, you can see your doctor anytime, right, Doc?
Yeah, that's a good point there, Catherine. It's a lot easier than it used to be. You're right. Usually I'd say within that first 48-hour window, and you're right, whether you see them on the video screen or you see them in the office, that 48 hours is an important time because it allows us to kind of know within that time frame, are you getting better? Are you going the right direction or are you going the wrong direction? So it's important to reach out to your doc in that window so that we can know what's going on and get ready to see what we can do to make you feel better.
And where can we go to get more information, Dr. Red Cross?
Sure. So my website is drkenredcross.com, and there's a lot of good cold and flu information on the website, boronusa.com, who is a good company that helps a lot with those homeopathics that, once again, has been so beneficial for my practice and, more importantly, so beneficial for so many patients. So I love kind of bringing that in, kind of east meets west a bit. So.
Well, I want to wish you all the happiness in the world and also happy holidays. And thank you for joining me today on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk. See you soon.
Thank you, Catherine. Be well.
Catherine, we'll be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Did you know the unemployment rate for veterans is 12.5%? Because of the pandemic, the number of homeless veterans is increasing rapidly. In fact, there are waiting lists at VA shelters for people to come. Many of the veterans who go to the homeless shelters find themselves without decent shoes to go out and apply for a job. They come to the VA and they get health care, clothing, food, but they can't get shoes and socks. That's why we started the program. We are in our fourth annual Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans Drive. If you want to help, go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and click on the Amazon button where you can order shoes and socks that are sent directly to me, and I will deliver them to the VA facility so veterans will get shoes and socks. That's songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us, Amazon button. This is Dan Perkins for your Veterans Tip of the Day.
We are losing our Constitution. We are losing our country. The many blessings we inherited, our Constitution, our liberty, our culture, our nation itself, are threatened with extinction as the rule of law is thrown aside for the rule of emotionalism. Veterans in Defense of Liberty is fighting with the sword of truth on today's invisible battlefield of ideas. Defeat is not an option. Please join with us at vitalamerica.org. VIDOLamerica.org.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. Our expert, Dr. James Butler, is the original smile artist. As one of the most recognized implant and mini implant specialists in Ohio, Dr. Butler at Innovative Dental Implants, or IDI, has perfected the art of dental implants while keeping the price affordable. If you're one of the thousands who need an implant for any reason, Dr. Butler can provide just what you need. He's been on many extreme makeover programs, and he's an expert on Let's Just Talk. When looking for an affordable implant at a fair price, call IDI at 614-529-0062 or visit us at IDISmile.com.
From a cobblestone German street to a pulsating Mediterranean port to a colorful Brooklyn neighborhood, Thames Chocolates incorporates the best of each culture's techniques in every luscious chocolate morsel. Thames Chocolates and its wholesale division, Partis Chocolates, is a family business that proudly trains and employs homegrown talent. Thames Chocolates is the gift of choice for chocolate aficionados. So visit us at www.thameschocolates.com.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
The College Board launched the AP Computer Science Principles AP-CSP course in 2016 with the goal of diversifying the computer science pipeline and encourage more students of color to pursue STEM. So a few years later, the College Board, which is now, is excited to release this compelling new research demonstrating that the goal is being achieved through the AP-CSP course. Our guest today, and I welcome her back, is Maureen Reyes, Executive Director of the AP Program Management at the College Board. Welcome to our show again, Maureen. And can you tell us the exciting news? Why? We know why. We think that the College Board launched the AP Computer Science Principles. What was the big surprise after 4 years? Tell me.
Yes. Hi, Catherine. Thank you for having me. Well, we'll just jump straight to the exciting news then. So we have new research that's hot off the presses that's showing that students who take AP Computer Science principles in high school are more than three times as likely to major in computer science compared to their match peers. And what's great is that the findings are similarly large for female students, Black and Hispanic students, and first-generation college students. You know, and you and I know, like, this is so important because college freshmen who declare a computer science major are just one step closer toward receiving the second highest paid degree in the nation.
Well, and I have friends that are in NASA that are women that today, it's unreal what's going on. I'm so excited about it. How has APCSP attracted females and students of color to the program and why?
Yeah, so, you know, APCSP was actually designed to attract a more diverse set of students to computer science. So it's a foundational course with a broad introduction to computer science. So students are learning the skills needed to collaborate with peers to solve real world problems that they are passionate about. And that's key. That's how we're getting students in. So students can create games if that's what they like. They're creating apps to help their community. They're analyzing large data sets that interest them, or even using it to express their creativity. You know, we had one student program music, another student program an LED light show. And so this is how we're bringing students in. It's what interests them. And so students are using their creative development skills to build hands-on projects throughout the school year. And that's really what sets this course apart from your more traditional courses.
How has APCSP influenced females and students of color to pursue STEM in college and beyond?
Yeah, so I mentioned our most exciting finding, that we're finding that APCSP students are more likely to major in college, and that holds true across demographics. What we also find, you know, we studied also what they're still doing in high school. And so we find similar results that APCSP students are also more likely to enroll in our other AP Computer Science course, APCSA, which is a more programming focused course. And this holds true across race, ethnicity, areas. And what we find is that the gaps that traditionally have existed in APCSA by race, ethnicity are greatly reduced for students who take APCSP. For example, Black students who take APCSP are three times more likely to take APCSA, virtually the same share as with Asian CSP students who have long led APCSA participation. So we're seeing that APCSP is really encouraging all students to go on and pursue more computer science.
How many high schools across the country are you working with and colleges that you're working with? Maureen, can you tell us?
Yes. So currently there are over 5,500 high schools offering APCSP, and it's still, you know, a relatively new course. We launched a few years ago, so we're seeing growth in the number of schools offering APCSP year over year. And, you know, the same is true with colleges accepting credit and placement. So that continues to increase every year. The last, I think, that number that I had, I think, was around 1,000 colleges and universities are accepting credit and placement for APCSP, and we expect that to continue to grow. So it's really exciting to see the acceptance of this course and how everybody is taking to it.
Can I ask a question? And I don't know if I talked to you about this the last time I had you on, but are you also working with people like Dean Kamen on the robotics science programs and projects that he has out there with high schools?
So we're not working directly with those programs, but our teachers are. So our teachers across the country have the flexibility to work with a lot of these fantastic programs out there and to incorporate it into our courses. Our courses are flexible enough where teachers can modify it to meet their students' needs and where their students are interested. So we have a lot of teachers who incorporate robotics into their classrooms.
Right, and there's even some courses from NASA now that are, I think, available as well. I mean, I'm so excited about what's happening in the science world, especially for women. It's unreal. So
anyhow, I'm just so excited for you. How can students and parents get more information and sign up for the AP Computer Science Principles? And my other question is it offered in the beginning of like a freshman year, or is it towards the end, junior, senior? Can you tell me that?
Yeah, so again, this is a school level decision. So some schools are offering it, you know, to any grade that students are interested. And some schools, you know, are offering it later. So we actually see students in all grades taking this, and it really depends on the student's preparedness for the AP course, right? So if teachers and schools feel that their students are ready in an earlier grade, then that's fantastic. And, you know, in some schools, it might be students are, you know, ready for it in a later grade. And so there's really that flexibility for schools. And so you asked about how students and parents can find out about this. So they can go to our website, collegeboard.org/CSP, and they can find out more information about the course and the exam and all the free materials available.
Can you give that to me one more time?
Yes. It is collegeboard.org/CSP.
Right. I can't imagine what's going to happen next year. This is exciting. I can't thank you enough for your mission and what you do and how you encourage students to come forward and take these wonderful courses and become scientists, hopefully. Right?
Yes, hopefully. Yes, absolutely.
Thank you so very much. And happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you.
You've been listening to Let's Just Talk with Katherine Raker. Sponsored by
Buoyancy PR, Joni Sullivan Baker, Dan Perkins, author, Don Greco, novels, Drop It, Dr. James Butler, smile artist, Fame's Chocolates, JMR Productions, Songs and Stories for Soldiers, and Vital, Champions of Liberty.
You're listening to W4CY.